You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I'm Matt Fidler. The deadline to sign the right of entry form so you can get the fire debris removed from your property for free is January 31st. Cleaning up the fire debris is essential for the ridge's recovery. Runoff from the fire debris can pollute our waterways, which is used by farmers, striped bass, and salmon. Here is a public service announcement from California State Assemblyman James Gallagher and Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Assemblyman James Gallagher. Residents in the town of Paradise and communities of Butte County suffered unimaginable loss as a result of the campfire.
This is Senator Jim Nielsen. The town of Paradise and Butte County, in partnership with state and federal agencies, are committed to working together to rebuild these communities.
Residents whose properties were destroyed can access the government-operated debris removal program to ensure their property is left free of hazardous waste and debris.
But to participate, owners must submit a right of entry form by Thursday, January 31st. Right of entry forms are available at buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal.
And you can learn more at buttecountyrecovers.org.
It's official. PG&E has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with billions of dollars in debt from liability related to the disastrous 2017 and 2018 wildfires. State legislators, along with the Public Utilities Commission, will now focus their efforts on restructuring PG&E's debt to be approved by a bankruptcy judge later. State fire investigators have determined that PG&E's equipment was in fact the cause of 17 destructive fires in 2017, although not the Tubbs Fire, which was caused by equipment owned by a private property owner. It hasn't been officially determined that PG&E's equipment caused the campfire, but the utility company has acknowledged that they did have equipment failures near the origin of the fire in Polga, California. While PG&E will continue to deliver electricity to all of its customers, it is not clear if rates to us Californians will go up or not. After the California energy crisis of 2001, PG&E filed for bankruptcy. In the 10 years after that bankruptcy filing, electricity rates went up by about an average of 30%. On a more positive note, at least 136 businesses have reopened in the town of Paradise since the fire. Businesses that have received insurance checks or have larger corporate backing are much more likely to have reopened. And businesses that cater to contractors in one way or another are doing well too, including Starbucks and Les Schwab Tires on the Skyway. Before the fire, Paradise was estimated to have approximately 1,200 businesses within the town limits. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week, right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.